Blog Talk Radio.
Here, Elizabeth. Oh my God. Come here.
Show, and I'm your host, Big Bap. And so I've been talking with my team, and I just want y'all to know we decided, because I was like, team, I want to do something different. And everybody was like, oh, bro, you can't just be out here changing stuff up because you can't be messing with everybody's psyche. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to let everybody get a little say-so in the say-so because of the say-so. And so I sat back, and I had a deliberation with myself, and self said, huh, and Han responded very nicely. And I was like, we're not doing no more guests in season four. And here's why. And I need people to understand, when God show you something, because everybody wants to believe in whatever they want to believe in, and they got their different variations of ways to get there. I know this is the Bedroom Pleasure Show. I opened it up with David Banner, but this just, I had to get this off my chest before we get into the nitty-gritties of tonight, because we're going to talk about some stuff, because I've gotten some questions that's been asked to me. So if you got some people who've been looking for sexual relationship advice, tonight is the Bedroom Pleasure Show. Please feel free to drop an inbox. You can hit me. You can hit my production manager. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, get on the show, get on the dashboard. You can leave it on the dashboard. But we're going to talk tonight, because what I'm so tired of is people saying, Bap this, Bap that, Big Bap, can you just talk to me, because I don't understand. And then I talk to them. And ma'ams and sirs, I need y'all to understand, when I talk to them, I see both sides of the equation. Understand, there are some people right now that's listening to this podcast right now shaking their head like, yeah, you really don't want to have that conversation with him because he's kind of a little disrespectful. And it just be you and him and nobody else in the room, and he just met you for the first time. And there are some people sitting here right now listening to this podcast shaking their head, and it's okay. I want that kind of pressure on me. I like it. I thrive well under pressure. I'm a Taurus. People think we're kind of lazy, but no, we just kind of really thrive well under pressure. Like, if you want a great A paper, get a Taurus with 24 hours to spare on getting a paper turned in. I don't mean, okay, we got our resources and we done thought out the topic. Like, give us 24 hours. Like, literally, 24 hours in a quiet space and a couple of drinks. And, baby, the only thing that we need to do at hour 8 is send that paper to somebody to be proofread and the errors to be corrected, and then send that back to me. And then I can read the rest of this again and then go through it, boom, at my site, my sources, and let's go. We're not talking about something that I need six weeks to write. But, you know, that's doctoral level, because when you just know the information, you have to just know the information. There's no time. When someone says, hey, Dr. So-and-so, we need you to come in here and look at this and give us a recommendation, they don't really care. Like, they don't really care about all the extra stuff. What's his pass or failure rate at doctor? Because there's a lot of people who got doctorials beside their name, and they got a lot of it wrong. For a lot, like, look at COVID. They still getting this wrong, and they telling you, oh, one day it's 100% we stand behind this. The next day it's 99.99999. And then a month later we get to the variable of, man, that shit didn't work, bro. Who the fuck came up with that? Like, come on, smack that motherfucker. So let's get to the essence of this. Let's do this how we used to do this. And we're going to get back to the essence of Big Bap and Friends. So I am your host, Big Bap. If you would like to call into the show, the number is 563-999-3090. My production manager is in the background. She will get your call screened, and we will talk about what it is that you want to talk about. Please first let her know what area code that you are calling from, and please give her your name so she can match that information to me so we can have a great and productive show, because I want to talk to y'all tonight. Because, baby, when I tell y'all, sirs, I am in my feelings. Here's why I got in my feelings, right? I got in my feelings because I have been called or sought after to be gay all my life, and I've never been gay. I've never slept with a man. I've never had any intentions of sleeping with a man. I've never even fantasized about it. Matter of fact, I usually tell people I have no limits except I'm not gay. So whatever comes in the gay package, yeah, I don't want that. And understand, I mean that. Because I tell people all the time, the only thing that a man can do for me is physical labor. When I say physical, nigga, change a tire, a light bulb, build a house, you know, something like that, nigga. Other than that, what the fuck is we talking about, nigga? I'm not bending you over, and you're not bending me over. So what else do we need to talk about? And I'm not a gay basher. Like, I got a lot of homosexual friends, males and females and confused in between. Because, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, the LGBT, LMNOP, blah, 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 like, bro, y'all got, listen, sir, I'm sorry. I tell people like this. When they started fighting for the inclusion of pedophilia, that's when I quit. So I'm not against y'all, but as long as y'all believe in pedophilia, fight for it, advocate for it, and lets it represent y'all letters, I can't represent it. So, again, not against y'all, just can't support y'all community. Hey, do what you do, whatever. And I say that not being mean. And I need people to understand why I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean because I was born a black man in the United States. Like, that's enough. And when people be like, that's not enough, you don't understand. Bro, at the end of the day, let me tell you this. I made it to 40. Do you know how likely it is for a black man not to make it to 40? That is to be celebrated. There are dangers that some other races and people are inherently never going to even have to experience what it feels like to wake up someday and be the wrong person there because you're the black guy. See, the reality of saying that makes some people uncomfortable is they will never understand what that looks like when you have a real black moment, when everybody turns to you and it's like, because it's the black. And a lot of people always think that that's cool, like when you get around a whole bunch of other people and everything's going on and we're turning up and we're bumping, and then the black thing comes on and everybody's like, oh, it's the black thing. Because it's more than just the black thing, all right? So listen, we are getting ready to take a commercial break. Because hold on. Before we do that, production manager, because people don't understand, I'm doing this show tonight off the cuff because everything changed. Everything about this show has changed. We was literally in the production meeting getting ready to cancel the show. So bring Dwayne on, because I know Dwayne got some stuff that me and him need to talk about. So go ahead and bring Dwayne in. Let's get this going, because the name of the show is Big Bap and Friends. So I need all my friends to come on in and have a seat and act accordingly.
What the fuck did I just call in on, bro?
I'm getting some stuff off my chest, man. It's been a rough month, bro. I had to get some stuff off my chest.
You was venting. Okay, I feel you.
I was up here by myself, and sometimes people got to hear the truth. Like, you know, we get up here, we put on a lot of shows for the culture. We try to give people information, make them laugh. But I'm like right now, while I got the platform to myself, ain't nobody up here with me. Let me get some stuff off my chest. Because niggas is beside themselves right now.
I've always said it. About that conversation that I called in on and I was hearing. It was real informative to the people who don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
as you were saying it, which is, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Nobody trying to exclude them, trying to, you know what I mean, cast them out. Shit. Get behind the black people first before you try to jump the line. You can't jump the line. Y'all just came about.
everybody want to be number one. And I keep telling people, I said, here's what I had to explain to somebody. I said, go give me a cultural reference point in history of any race that's not black, and you will see that the black will always be the underserved, underprivileged, look like we're the needy society. And at the end of the day, bitch, y'all literally paint yourselves as being great, and all y'all did was eventually come and rape and pillage and take. Bitch, we was okay hanging out in the goddamn bungalows, chilling.
Just with titties and dick swinging. Okay.
Ain't no black man ever in his life said, you know what, boss? We look like we really need to go over there and take his shit from him.
Hey, listen, man. I see, look, their argument will be, what about when Egypt and you guys had the slaves and all this shit? Like, listen, man.
That was wars over. That was wars over pussy, though.
Nah. Like, back in Egypt when it was slaves and we had the white slaves, but a lot of people don't understand it was black slaves also.
Hey,
yes, we were enslaved. We were enslaving our own too to build those pyramids.
But here's what they don't understand. We've never not acknowledged that.
Of course not. And you know what my biggest, but you want to know what my biggest fight, my biggest gripe is, you can't say nothing about, of course, can't say shit about that. But as soon as the black person say, hey, we need reparations, for what? Y'all wasn't there.
Let me say something, because people don't understand why I got mad at Nick Cannon when he had the opportunity to actually have that actual discussion, because he had an opportunity to say something that a lot of people don't understand. And somebody said, "What?" I said, here's why I feel like the Jews have a disproportionate advantage to the black man, especially the African American. And it was like, what? I said, let me explain this to you. Whether you call me indigenous, which you never gave us our tribal roots, so you say we can't claim, you always try to find a way so we can't claim our tribal money. Y'all don't want us to get that, okay?
Right, exactly.
So then y'all say,
because not all black people are black, or from right. Africa. Most of the black people
right,
are from
right,
here.
Right, right. Hold on.
From Florida.
Because I'm going to hit them.
Florida, South Carolina.
Listen, Carolina, I tell people, you don't want this, because I tell people, I'm Pequot Indian out of Providence, Rhode Island. Go look it up. Whole lot of okay. Native Americans up there. We can trace our lineage. You know, the one thing that keeps us from getting our money, and it ain't like we going to them poor. I keep telling people, my family got decent paychecks.
Right.
We ain't going to the government poor. The only thing that they said is because our tribal leader denounced their name, and we don't have the actual family name that was a part of the tribe. That's why we can't get our monies, because you have to have that going to them. You have to be able to provide them with that information.
But you can't trace that back until when the people came and they snatched and raped and pillaged and took you away from, and took the people away from their area.
Or,
and brought them where they needed to bring them.
Or because you legally changed your name to fit in.
You could say that.
And
yet again, let's put it like this. Let's put it the way that I want to see it, is the people that were born into slavery. Not the people that were captured and forced to be slaves. I'm talking about the people that were born into slavery that had no other choice. So they had to take whose name?
Yeah.
The slave owner's name.
Because not only were they born into slavery, because this is what I tell people, when you don't understand the disproportionate advantage that was given to a culture, a class, a privilege of just being white. This is what people don't understand. There were generations of, because one dude was like, oh, well, just because your great-great-granddaddy was a slave, blah, 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 blah. This is what I had to tell a person, though. I said, y'all said, because Bill Maher actually did this. I looked at Bill Maher for the first time and never saw white privilege when he did Critical Race Theory yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm usually a Bill Maher fan because Bill Maher generally gives it from both sides, right?
Correct.
But in this episode, if you go watch it, he gets to a point where after both of the men have their banter back and forth, which is pretty much scripted for them to do because they get two people off of opposing views and have them state their claims.
Right.
And whatever.
Right.
I knew I was going to be leaning pro-black man just because of the fact of my opening stance, and I need people to understand this, and I never get mad at people when we talk about, if you want to talk about, I don't really get mad at people because at the end of the day, if you're going to have a cultural conversation, there's never been anything cultural that didn't come from the black community. So at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck if you're European, white, Indian, whatever. Your most prestigious stuff really came from your indigenous black class, because indigenous usually means dark-skinned people on just about any continent that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we really going to break
first.
Down words.
Meaning the first.
Because words
the original.
Mean something. The only
indigenous.
Other thing that's there. Here's what people don't even understand. In most classes, the only other thing that's there is albino.
Not even.
Not European white. Albinos is originally the second class of people ever created. It was the people of absolute color and then the people with absolute without pigmentation. That's why there's a difference between albino and white. People who don't understand that, I know that kind of went over your head a little bit,
but that still comes from what?
Color.
Albino comes from what?
Black.
From black. Black can make any color.
Because black can make, and people, we're not even going to have that conversation because I try to have that argument with a whole bunch of scholarly people, and I said, but y'all got art in y'all room, and y'all don't even understand how art works. How can you tell me that piece is worth what that piece is worth, and you can't even tell me the importance of the colors on the canvas? How can you tell me what the artist was feeling when you don't even basically know the basic history of color?
Right.
And I have that conversation. People's like, oh, that came out from the color of red, black. And they're like, what? I said, before you can get red, you got to get black. They're like, what? I said, purple, black. Blue, black. Yellow, black. Orange,
all your prime
black.
Colors. All your primary colors.
All come from black.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what? I said, you don't even want to hear what they say they have to do to paint just to get the color white. Color white is actually the hardest color to make.
Yeah, because you got to mix a couple of colors.
You got to do a lot of stuff to make the color white when you really look at it. Because what you have to understand, and this is what people need to hear, and I'm going to tie this statement in. In order for something to be white, it has to be absent of color.
Color. Exactly. That's what white is.
Absent. That is the definition of white. There is no other definition for white. I don't care how they try to spin it. That's why translucent is see-through, not white. They knew what they were saying. There's a big difference between white and translucent. It didn't say clear. It said white. When you go pick up something, when you go pick up white tape and clear transparency tape, they clearly make sure you understand we didn't mean the word white.
Exactly. I got you.
Understand, that's been argued in business theory. Trust me, that is why when you go get some masking tape, they ask you, what color do you want it in? Silver, OD green. Well, people don't even understand. OD green is the original military color tape, and that's called 500-mile-an-hour tape in the military.
Yep.
But these
bullshit
are
green.
When you don't take the time to learn shit at its basic and you compound bullshit, that's why I want people to understand this. And I said this, and me and you had this, I tell people all the time, I don't like tooting my own horn, but I know when I say something, I'm like, bro, you don't understand the depths of what I mean it by. And everybody was like, what? I said, just to clarify, because people got to understand when I talk about things from the culture. So people was like, when we saw that lineup, everything was equal. And I said, bro, I said, y'all can't say that. And they was like, what? I said, I need y'all to understand. I said, you do realize the very first time that the Lox was ever on a song with Biggie, them niggas went at Biggie on the song.
Yeah, and he went at them.
And he went at them. This is live in the studio.
Right.
This ain't no, I'm a hide behind my mans and them, and all of them boys held their own on a big track.
Yeah. And this
that
is,
ain't just a new,
this is,
that ain't
this
just
is,
a new,
you can Google that.
But I tell
they
people,
said
I'm
it.
Like, this ain't just,
every
little,
every
I try
one
to tell people,
said it.
Here's the thing, this is the thing I try to get people to understand. I don't try to make things from a New York standpoint. That's a globally accepted known fact. Because, you know, there's difference.
Yeah.
There's New York fact, and then there's like the rest of the world know it fact. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I tell cats, there's some things in New York. If you ain't from New York and you don't understand the energy that is New York, you're not going to understand it being an outsider. You may think you understand it, but you don't. There are some shit that's barrel deep.
Yeah. It's certain things that go on in certain things that go on in Queens that don't go on in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So
when you gotta understand, and this is why I tell people, I got a lot of respect for Dipset.
How you doing?
But what I tell people, when you look at what the Lox and what specifically what they was doing individually at the same time while simultaneously working together, they move real different, and they had a lot of respect in the game. Dipset wasn't quite known the same way the Lox was in the game.
Not Dipset, but Cameron was. So,
no, because here's why you say
yes,
this.
Yes, he was, because you got to look
at
it. The reason why I have to say that, because
Here's why I say this. You have to understand why I'm saying this. I am saying this as a non-New Yorker.
Okay. I get you. I get where you're coming from.
As a dude, and I'm saying this, as a dude like you who absolutely loves New York, and from a New York standpoint, what Dipset has done for the game and all of their rap catalogs for New York, it's monumental. It's up there. It's not a lot of people in the game that can come at either one of those groups and see them on an individual standpoint at the level that they are already ascertained to be at. It's like somebody coming up and saying, I got a Lamborghini. You're like, no, nigga, I need you to pull up so I can certify see that's a Lamborghini.
Okay, I got you. I get what you're saying with that part. See, this is why. Let me say this one part, though, is because now when you say that, that was the reason why everybody was saying that Dipset was going to win.
No, you can't say that.
Because, no, I'm going to say that reason why is because a lot of people wasn't on to the locks. They were just on them individual projects. They didn't know. They didn't go back. They wasn't part of that Wild Out. They wasn't part of that Money, Power, Respect. They didn't hear those. Now, people are going back. People are going back right now. It's right now. Right now, Money, Power, that Money, Power, Respect album and the We Are the Streets album and Jadakiss catalog is up 200%.
Oh, well, that's them.
I'm saying. So, but when you say it like that, and then you go, A lot of people that was probably like watching the verses and who was saying that was they grew up listening to Dip.
Bro, when I first let me explain to people how hard. Listen, first off, if you don't understand, Jadakiss literally by far, and I'm going to tell people. You can put his opening verse on Lil Jon Shit versus arguably anybody's opening verse on any other album.
Kiss name known. Kiss Cam. Yeah.
Arguably,
get shown love like he just came home. Yeah, that was a crazy verse.
That was his introduction, truly, to the South. Like, he had already done his stuff, his mixtape stuff. No. Here's why.
Mainstream.
But you got to understand. We're not talking about just the hip-hop head. We're talking about culturally. When he did that verse, he was in everybody's home. Because even Lil Jon got all the white money, too. Let's play with it.
Exactly.
So I'm talking about every home in America across the United States is listening to everything you just said.
Yeah. Because I can't say too many people really respected him when he dropped Kiss of Death, and that was a banger.
Listen, that's them. Like we talk about, me and you have sat down many a days and talked about the love that a lot of people didn't get, but when people find out what they did in the game, they're going to get a lot of love on the background. Like, look at Fabulous. Fabulous had his peaks and valleys outside of New York, but Fabulous, when you look at his body of work, he go down as a very credible rapper.
Oh, man, there ain't too many people going to see him. But the thing about with Fabulous, Fab show love to everybody. So,
to everybody, though.
You know what I'm saying? He'll get on a song with anybody. So that's another thing about Fab. Hey, drop that commercial, bro. We'll be back.
Like, bro, look, listen, cause you know, listen, I ain't even got no commercial keyed up, no nothing. So listen, we gotta talk for a minute, cause I'm on commercial duty tonight because the production manager said that I was. So, man, listen.
Listen, matter of fact, right now, I want to hear. Listen, I want to hear the. I want to hear the. I want to hear the song now. What album was that on? What album was that on?
What? Which one?
The one with
Lil Jon. I think that was his. I think that was his second album. I think that was on Lil Jon's second album, and I think that was the remix.
What, Kings of Crump?
Yeah, I think it was on Kings of Crump. I can't tell you the name of it because it was him.
Oh, I know it.
It was about
it.
Like three other people on there too.
I got it.
Let's go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, motherfucker. He's stopped off. Woo! Pastor Troy.
Yeah.
Everybody. All the real niggas in America. Where you at? I'm ready to fucking play. We represent for y'all. We represent for
D.A. Oh, wait, no. I think it's the remix.
No, it ain't that.
Yeah, that's it.
That one too. They both the same. Either way, I know you. I know I got them fights on either way.
That's it.
My nigga kids with me too.
That's it.
We gonna do this for the motherfucking nigga. How did you niggas get?
Just another wrong nigga, just down.
hour. My motherfucking problem, the record is sour. Nigga, walk. Stop,
let's go. Okay, first off, people don't even realize South P gets off on this bitch too.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, real quick. Production manager, do the Ash Emporium commercial real quick just so we can get in so we can be good with our paid for sponsors.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Now listen, Dwayne, before we get back started, y'all, for the month of August, the promo code is Big Bap. So if you go support them, you will be getting 10% off of your items. So there's no Big Bap sent you because you'll get that 10% off in your cart. And if you are in the Texas area, just look and see if your zip code is close by, and they may be able to deliver, and you get local delivery. Look at that. Come on, man. Look at your boy Big Bap getting the sponsorship money. Look at him, boy. Go ahead and do his thing. Get it, baby. Hey, B, they don't realize. 2008, when I started this, bro, me and you was together. People don't realize that.
Yeah. I ain't think like, you would continue doing it, but it was fun.
like people laugh when I say this. Like, I've been doing this for 2008, and this Negro was one of the first persons to sit in my room and do this shit with me. I was like, bro, like, that was fucking fun as shit, bro.
It was. It was different.
Remember I had the poetry joint going, too? We had the poetry night on. Remember Wednesday night for me back in the day used to be the little poetry night?
Yeah, it was. That's when I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. You sitting in one room.
He's like, I ain't doing no goddamn. He's like, man, when you get some real shit to talk about, let me know. I'm like, bro, but people like poetry. Man, fuck that, bro. I ain't finna sit up and talk about no motherfucking poetry all motherfucking night, nigga.
Now with another dude in the room.
He was like, bro, what we not finna do is sit in a room. I'm like, bro, but there's going to be bitches on the air. He's like, but them bitches ain't going to be on the room. I ain't trying to hear all that shit, nigga. Fuck you.
Exactly. Go back this a little way, bro.
But that's this shit, bro. I've been fucking with you for a long time. And I brought that up because a lot of people don't realize, like, the conversations that y'all are getting privy to, like, me and this dude, we don't, like, y'all are hearing the agreements that we came to because there are some conversations that me and this nigga though right now, we still can't go back to them conversations. We done argued them so hard.
Hell no. We ain't even going back there.
But there's things we can agree to. And like I told people, it's like, bro, like when I first, because like when I first heard, like we had the conversation about Jadakiss the day we met.
Yeah, because you said I sound like him. I was like, bro, you sound like Jadakiss, bro.
He was like, listen, yeah. I was like, bro, I listen to a lot of Jadakiss, man. You got your vernacular, bro, is real Jada heavy.
Well, that's what I was listening to at the time.
I'm like, bro, your New York was so Jada, it was just like, it was weird. Like, I literally, like, at times I felt like I was talking to that nigga, bro. I was like, bro. And then, like, and it was crazy because, like, my big influence for me going into that time period was X. Like, I was an X fan when he was doing the Darkman X mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would get my hands on them. So I'm like, because, like, when people don't understand, I'm like, bro, like what I tell you, like, it was crazy because when I used to actually hear interviews back in, like, the early, mid to late 90s, right, and I would hear how DMX would talk about his studio sessions with in the studio and how, like, everybody would be, like, done, but him and Jada still be in the booth just, like, going to work.
Still
like,
going.
Whether it be engineering, whether it be recording a verse, whether it be recording a hook, whether it be recording a overbite sample, whatever, like, they like, everybody would be crashed out, drunked out, smoked out, high out, probably fucked out, and him and X is still in the booth going, I'm like, bro, it's a very few people got that kind of work ethic.
But you got to be in love with your craft. You got to love what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to look at it at that, probably at that point in time, they just got off the, they just got off Bad Boy, man. They lost money by going back over to Rough Riders. So they was back on that hungry shit.
So yeah.
That's when they bought out that first Rough Riders compilation album. Oh my gosh. And the hardest track on there was Style Shit. With
yeah.
Holiday.
Holiday. He
Holiday.
That bit.
You know what I'm saying? Got to make it to heaven, but I'm going through hell. You know what I'm saying?
And they don't, bro, they miss, so many people have missed music because everybody wanted to fight about music. Like right now, like, a lot of cats is mad at me because I'm like, bro, I'm not really checking for none of the artists right now. And I know this is
me,
going to sound a little
me
messed
either.
Up.
I don't either. The music, this new era of music is microwave. So it's like you never know who.
And it comes out so much
music come out, you can't digest everything at one time. So it's like you got to wait till like a week or 2 weeks when there's no real album coming out or no real artist that you would like you checking for or something. They shit don't come out. Then that's when you get time to actually start listening to some of these new artists.
And here's what's going to separate it. Like there's a lot of people right now that's getting the opportunity to hone their craft and see the mistakes that they're making, because right now to book a show, to get a venue, because everybody's like trying to force it because of the pandemic, like you can get stuff at bargain, like basement bargain rates right now.
It depends on the artist,
but I'm talking about most artists right now. Unless you already signed that deal or you already doing that, like you really doing that thing, like you, because like you really got to be doing that thing already, because it's kind of hard to really get anybody really, like you got to really drop something different almost to really kind of like really take off new, because all of them all sound the same. Like there's really nothing new. Like,
it's
like,
mostly the similar
everybody
beat.
Got mad at T-Pain and said T-Pain kind of destroyed the game, but look what T-Pain brought to the stage that was new, though.
That, you know what I'm saying? And plus what he just said, he was saying like, yo, well, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't get what he was saying. He was like, yo, it's too many of the same shit. If you come out with some different shit, you might could stand out from everybody the fuck else. You know what I'm saying? Stop using the same drill beats. Come on. Everybody using the same beats. It's not. The only thing is probably being changed is probably the background music, but the bass line is still the same. You know what I'm saying?
Even the vernacular, that's what I'm saying.
Their voices are being the same. Everybody's still using it. Like, you auto-tuning your fucking voices, and you're a rapper.
Like them niggas sound like a TikTok. Like literally right now, bro, rappers sound like a TikTok video.
That's what it be, man. That's what it be.
And I'm like, wow. Like, I mean, and if that's what the industry is reduced to, and that's what it is now, that's cool. I'm not mad. I'm just like, and
yeah,
that's why I tell
a
people,
lot of people are getting on it. Like they making songs for stuff like that, so people can make up these crazy little dances, and you know, go viral on TikTok. That little 30-second clip is generating no motherfucking millions. So you can't
cool.
hate that. That's why I can't hate that they hustle. I don't hate they hustle.
And that's why I said I'm not mad at that. What I will say is this: for me, it's like I'm not saying that hip hop, R&B, or all of that is dead. I'm not.
It's just changed.
That.
You know what I'm saying? It's just changed.
What I will say is, and I accept that it's changed because this is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for whenever the pandemic is over, and whoever survives it, what artists are still alive because they didn't die from COVID or drugs or whatever else happens to celebrities when they get too nosy in Hollywood. Like,
they beefs. Everybody beefing, bro. That's what it is. Everybody got a fucking problem with each other.
But I want to just sit back
and
see. I just want to see who comes out of the weed, who starts like a real, like, new wave. And it's like a wave that I can fuck with. Like, for me, and I tell people, like, I'm a sucker for a wave because most of the artists that I fuck with, and I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but most of the artists that I fuck with are either over my time period of people that I listen to that I caught early. Like, if I caught you early, like, first album, like, I knew you had, like, long-term success just based off of your first album or not. Like, I give you a perfect example. Like, Life Jennings. Like, even though Life Jennings did great for three albums, like, overall sales, I knew he had really a three-album deal max in him.
Right.
And
but
I think
it was personal shit. You know what I'm saying? That fucked him up.
It's personal too.
So.
But you got.
No, it was personal shit. You know what I mean? That really fucked up his career. It was personal
shit that
fucked up Jaheim shit. So.
But you gotta as an executive, right? And I'm only looking at this coach. If I was an executive, culturally, me myself personally, I can only look at Life Jennings and say that's a three album. Because you gotta look at it like this. The only people who last 10, 20, 30, 40 years in the game, you have to be masterful at multiple facets of your industry.
I would say that.
You're not going to be a one-dimensional rapper and get 40 years unless you're transcendent. Like, you got to be in the, like, the who's who's of rappers to really get a 30, 40-year career at legend. Like, people don't understand where Jay-Z, like, look, I'll give you a perfect example. Where Jay-Z sits musically in the game, just for somebody to get that level for half of the time span that he got at that level, that's legendary for that span of time.
Right. But
now, we're not saying in a vacuum. It's different when you do it in the vacuum.
Don't put it like that, because there is some, I see it's a couple now that can last. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is that everybody now is putting out all their good music, all their best stuff. Everything is because they have to stay relevant. If they take 6 months
the
off, no, not even. This was before the pandemic. Let's go in within a 5-year span. Let's go 5 years. For the past 5 years, music has culturally changed to, if I'm an artist, I have to put something out every month.
Masterpiece?
Every month.
Masterpiece?
No, I'm talking about a song, not an album, not a whole clique, not No Limit as a clique. I'm talking about a person. Like, I'm one artist.
Mm-hmm.
You're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
For you to stay relevant, to keep your name, no matter if the song is good or not,
mm-hmm.
you have to put something out. These motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
is putting out shit every fucking week, every 2 days, if you check something, you're like, oh, shit,
who
the fuck?
Who they competing with? Who they competing with that did that? Who they competing with? Look at the names of the list of the people who work like that. Prince.
You know, but
Michael Jackson.
What I'm saying.
Even if you look at hip hop.
But what I'm saying is those guys wasn't putting out music every fucking day.
They were making music, but they wasn't putting out music.
Right, that's what I'm saying. As soon as these artists now make this song, that shit is out.
Yes,
that shit is out.
Microwave.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's microwaved out
because you have to stay relevant.
You hear songs, bro.
I done heard songs on the radio that ain't even been mixed and mastered yet. I'm like, bro, did y'all hear that song? It was like, what song? I'm like, bro, I could have sworn that like through Pandora, this little song leaked out. Bro, I don't even think they mastered that track yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's just going. Because if you take this now, the baby
bro,
has his own
like,
spot. Let's put it like
listen,
this: the baby, Young Thug, these people, like these are the younger ones that already Lil Durk. All these people, they got their own. You know what I'm saying? They got their own following. So they don't have to put out music like everybody else. Drake don't have to put out music like everybody else. Now, you're talking about people like Rod Wave. You're talking about people like, who else? Who else are these couple of these? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Spot 'em, got 'em, this nigga locked up. You know what I'm saying? But then you got people like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas, what's going to fuck up, what you call it, The nigga who got locked up that put out Back in Blood, I forgot the Pooh Shite speak, is because he locked up. You know what I'm saying? He had a little run. He gonna have a hell of a lot of money in jail, but he ain't coming home. You know what I'm saying? So when he do come home and he try to put out that music, and I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. You're not relevant no more. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing. People are not relevant. You know what I'm saying? If you take a month off and you drop a new song, shit could be fire. Someone's like, yo, what? This nigga still making music? Nigga only took a month off. You know what I'm saying? He gave you an album, took a month. If it's January, he put the album out in January. He took off the month of February. March, he put out another song. They were like, yo, this nigga still make music? What do you mean this nigga still make music? He just took a little time. No, you don't have time no more.
Wow.
If you just sit there and you listen to it. I got young kids in the house. So I have to listen to everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know what I mean? Like, boom. Like, I think somebody forgot. They're like, somebody didn't drop in the last 2 weeks. They put something out a couple of days ago. He was like, God damn, this nigga, he sound outdated. Like, fuck you mean outdated? Just didn't drop nothing in 2 weeks. Telling you, bro. It's just.
All right, yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. D, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get to birthdays and what day it is.
Gotcha.
Take your time.
Real quick, let's get to what day it is. I think we might have lost D, so let's go ahead and get back to the fun part of the show. What day it is, and then I got some questions out there, y'all. So people actually wanted Big Bop to give some relationship, sex, and advice questions. So we're gonna get to that in just a minute. So today is August the 11th, and we got birthdays. So let's go back. August the 9th, we had – ooh, let me get this burp out the way. Ooh, there we go. So we had Deion Sanders. Hey, given – listen, you can argue this with me, and I don't care how you feel. Deion Sanders, to me, is arguably – and I don't like agreeing with other people sometimes. And I'm going to say this, but – Deion Sanders, by far. If you want to call Tom Brady the GOAT because he played quarterback and he got all his rings and whatever the case may be, that is fine. He had a little bit more control over his destination, whatever. But when you talk about greatest football player of all time, it's Deion. Now, greatest – and people are like, how can you say that? And I'm like, well, because Deion, to me, is number two all-time greatest defensive player ever. LT is number one defensive. Okay? But Deion is number two all-time defensively. And I need you to understand, we're talking about 1-2 ever to play football, ever. Like, I'm not talking about I might want to put somebody above either one of them. LT is number one, Deion is number two. Then we look at Deion play offense. Obviously, he played wide receiver. Did he have to be the greatest? No, he didn't have to be the greatest, but he could play offense so he could impact the game on the offensive side of the field. But arguably, when you look at him as a special teamer, to me, honestly, Deion was one of the greatest special team punt returners and kick returners the game ever seen. You had to kick away from him. Like, you had on defense, you had to throw the ball away from him. Like, there's too many things that you just had to do in football for him to not be the greatest of all time. So that's my opinion. If you don't like it, all well. And then so he just also happened to be a guy who went to Florida State, which is also my football team. So, okay, cool, whatever. We have Jacob Lattimore's birthday is August the 10th. Ricky Smiley, August the 10th. Man, give a shout-out to Ricky Smiley, bro. Like Ricky Smiley been doing it for a long time. Matter of fact, if y'all don't remember, Ricky Smiley was a trivia question. Matter of fact, and I'm going to do this one big. Production manager, we're going to do this one big. You got to call into the show. Call into the show. The number is 563 888-999-3090. Here's the trivia question. It's a Ricky Smalley question, so Google Ricky Smalley. I'm going to help you with the answer a little bit, but I can't give you the answer. What was the name of the video that Ricky Smalley appeared in for Little John and the East Side Boys? The first person who calls into the show, production manager, if we get any calls, go ahead and plug them in. We'll take it whenever. But the number to the show is 563-999-3090. The person who calls into the show and gets that answer right first, you will get an all-expenses-paid VIP ticket for 2022's Masquerade Ball in September. Black Panther themed. It's going to be an extravagant that is unlike anything. It is a three-day extravaganza, so I hope you can be there for all 3 days. But if not, you definitely got a VIP experience for the ball. But I hope if you come into town, you can be there for all 3 days. So, but you have a VIP ticket available to you. So you are welcome. You are welcome because, baby, that ticket is worth it. Oh, my God. If you've never been to the Masquerade Ball, that is our coup de grace of events, and it is like nothing that you've ever done. So the first person to call in and give me the name of the video that Ricky Smalley appeared in for Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, I will give you a free VIP ticket to our 2022 Masquerade Ball. But here's a catch. Here's the catch, and I'm going to give you something. In the video, Rick, it was focused on his shoe. That's your clue for the video. The video scene was focused on his shoe. Now go find that video, look it up, call the show, 563-999-3090. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up these birthdays, y'all. Okay, so we got Michael Bivens' birthday was yesterday. Ooh. Viola Davis's birthday is today. I love her as an actress. Like, she has depth and she has range. I really like her as an actress. Like, ma'am, I'm going to give you your flowers while you are alive. I really like you as an actress. Like, you are up there with me. As a black lead female actress, you are up there. Like, supporting all of that great, that's great too. But even as a lead, you are up there. You have a very special skill. Also, it is Corey Wise's birthday. I don't know who that is, so great. That's cool. What day it is, let's knock that out because I don't want to get in trouble with our sponsors. We have to make sure that we do the things that we tell our sponsors we're going to do, like what day it is, because I got in trouble the other day because I didn't do it, so I don't want to get in trouble today. Because y'all, you know, when you take people money, they want you to do what you say you're gonna do. So let's get to this. So August 11th, and I like August because August be like August be having good stuff. So let me see what we got because the production manager ain't saying me nothing. So let me see what we got. Oh, what y'all drinking tonight? Is y'all having a nice drink? Because I am. I'm having an uppity drink. August 11th, let's see. Today is National Sons and Daughters Day. That, you know what? Let me say this, and I'm saying this out of pure love for my sister. Because, you know, I'm not a fan of talking bad about the mothers or mother of my children of any case. But today I got a picture of my second son graduating high school from my sister. And it was a little emotional for me because financially my kids were taken care of. I tell people all the time, what we're not going to argue about was did you not take care of your responsibilities? Because I'll tell them quickly, ma'am, give them the total amount of money that you got from me, and then people who have any questions, turn to her and ask, Did he take care of his responsibilities financially towards the kids? That's always going to be a yes for me. That box is checked. Elizabeth was set before
before she was born. Okay? But I didn't have a relationship with my two older sons. And that hurts me. Like, that pains me. Because of the outstanding man that I have always tried to attribute myself to, regardless of whatever shortcomings that we have, as long as we tell the truth about our mistakes and get up and go and do better, that's all you can ask of a person. Like, not because you play the victim, not because you lay around and you cry and you sulk and you sorrow. If the person hurt you and they apologized and they got up and they went on about their day-to-day life activities, y'all better learn to forgive people. That death is on you. You are hurting you. You are hurting your children. You are hurting your children's children because you are destroying things that cannot be fixed. You are destroying things that's going to take years of fixing because the more time passes, the bigger the gap is. The divide is great. That's why I tell people all the time, don't call me saying, hey, buddy, when we ain't talked in forever. Because I try to call as many people as I can in my busy schedule. But, baby, most of y'all ain't reached out to a brother since 1995. And it's okay. Because I'm not mad at you. We all get busy. We all put the things that we need to put in person important. That was a long rant. It was a long tangent. It's okay. Whatever the hell Ash Emporium and Uppity Edibles put in my cup tonight, I am good, y'all. Like, they got me lit. Like, I'm lit. I'm happy. So good night. All right, let's also go with this. So shout out to, again, our sponsors, Uppity Edibles and Ash Emporium. Shout out to our sponsors, man. Let me say this, like, because I need people to understand, when you decide to really do something and the people who really believe in you start getting behind you and start putting financial support behind it, show them love. Like, I need y'all to get out y'all feelings, talk about, ooh, my business, my price, my this. When you start doing something that you love, this is a love for me. This is a passion. Be I tell you, I've been funding this since 2008. And I love this. But when those people start seeing what you're trying to do and they see your vision and they start putting resources behind your vision, those are the people that you love on. You don't love them because they're supporting your vision just financially. But there are people, and I need you to understand this, and I'm going to say this because some people are going to say, ooh, why would you say this? People right now in your circle who are cooing in your face, who are laughing with you, who are loving on you, but even if you told them, hey, listen, I need $10 for the gas for driving you home in my car from a location that I probably didn't even ask to be at in the first place anyway, and you can't even give me gas, and let alone if I asked you to buy something from my business or just simply invest in my goal, my beliefs, and my dreams. I tell people all the time, I finally got two sponsors. And they're like, what? I said, I got two sponsors. My first two sponsors was my wife and my oldest best friend. Tanya's my best friend. Okay? And I need people to understand, when I say Tanya's my best friend, Tanya's my best friend. Because Yvonne is elevated. Like you remember how they say God, one of them people, Joseph, I don't know who they was in the Bible, but they was walking and then they descended into heaven. Y'all know the story, shit. I don't go to church no more. That's for y'all, right? That's y'all's story. Y'all believe that, right? But that's like Yvonne. Yvonne just ascended. Like she's past friend. Like, she's family / almost could be blood cousin. Like, whatever title she want to play for the day, bitch, pick a title. You can wear all them hats. That's my wife. That title taken. But you cool, because since 1995, when we met, we've always supported each other, whether we were standing next to each other or we was thousands of miles apart. It doesn't matter. That is one of my oldest best friends. And I don't have to talk to her every day. But I guarantee you, if we talk today, it's going to be a long conversation. Because whenever we talk, it's always a catch-up moment. Because we're busy. Things going on. Take care of your relationships. If you can support your friends, support your friends. And stop supporting your friends with the, bitch, what the fuck do I get out of it? Because when I supported Yvonne, I didn't want anything. I gave Yvonne solid advice because of what I do and who I am capable of being. My friend came to me for business advice. I gave my friend business advice. I got the perspective of what she was trying to do. I said, if it was me, this is what I would do in the situation. This is all the information that I know. If I'm lacking any information because I don't know any pertinence, then you follow up and get some more additionals. But based off of what I know, this is why I wouldn't do it, and this is why I would. And that's always been our relationship as friends. I've never violated her trust, and vice versa. Y'all got to stop mistreating, misusing everybody. Not everybody and everything is a scheme to get to the top. You don't have to sell out everybody, man. I love y'all, but I'm tired. And I'm tired of watching people lie to themselves. Not to other people, to themselves. Biggest issue I get people mad at me because of my lifestyle or my choices. But then when I talk about the bad choice, the actual bad choices that they choose to make, my one choice, they still can't tell me why I should do it or what's more beneficial. One dude tried to explain to me why it was more cost effective for me to buy a car. And I explained to him when I was done, and I gave him my money. He was like, bro, man, if I could do that, I wouldn't buy a car either. I said, you can. I said, but you got to change your whole lifestyle. Tell you to do what I would do. I'm extreme. Listen. My friends will tell you, he's an extremist. Like, if you want to meet, and people get extremists, like, all mixed up because, like, they just take the littlest, like, the literal interpretation of, like, oh, he's going to go jump out of an airplane. No, that's not me. I'm not going to do that. But if you present something to me and you're telling me that there's absolutely no way that we can do it and I can see it, we doing it. Now, you're going to be stressed out the whole way because you have no idea what the fuck we're getting ready to do. And it hurts you. And it's sad because you want to do it so great. But you can't. Sometimes you got to stop and slow down and get there the easy, patient way. All right, let's knock out a couple of things because I really want to do this real quick. Let's finish up. Today is National Presidential Joke Day, Donald Trump. Oh, that's not how that's supposed to go, but that's my joke for the day because he was a joke as a president. So if you feel some type of way about that, this is not the podcast for you, okay? Understand, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not an independent. I listen to what you have to say. I make my choices based off of that, but I tend to choose not Republican. Now, I've never said I never chose Republican. I tend to choose not Republican. But I will never, ever, ever, and I need you to understand this, and when I say this and people are like, how can you say this? I am saying this solely from a business person standpoint because that's who I am. I'm a businessman and I'm a philanthropist. Those are my two greatest titles. I could never use the business acumen of Donald Trump. I can't stand by it. I can't say it's ethical. I damn sure I'm not sure if it's legal. And from a personal standpoint, that's not me. I don't believe in half the things that he stands for, say, and or do. So if that offends you, that makes you feel some type of way because you want me to look at all the other things, that was enough. Like, because I'm the type of person, if I go to work, and the person that's in the office pisses is
is an irritant to my personal space and my soul. And my, I don't even want to be in the office. Hey, can I move? Like, yeah, I'll work outside today. I just don't want to see him. Like, that's me. So, no. There's nothing you can say to change that, make me feel any type of way. I'm very stern and stubborn in my stance. I'm a Taurus. I need you to understand that. There's nothing that you can say to convince me otherwise because I've seen enough firsthand. It's not a hate situation. It's literally a business ethical situation. Ethically, I don't know if I can believe in him as a business person. If that's what you can believe in and that's the acronym that you want to praise him for, by all means, go right ahead. I salute you. But let's be real. That man was a joke. He was a travesty as a president. All right, we also have National Raspberry Bombay Day. Yeah, that just sounds like you're going to be fat after you get finished eating that, so go ahead and get you a couple of them. I don't really know what that is. I don't really care to look that up to see if I know what it is. All right, let's go with this last one. It's also Global Kinetic Sand Day. I didn't get to the beach, so I really can't really tell you much about doing that one today. All right, so it is 10:18, and I think we covered everything. We didn't do Black History is World History. That's okay. We will get to that on Friday. We will be back with a Friday show. We're going to do an homage to late 90s hip-hop and R&B. So we're going to do from, matter of fact, we're going to take it back to my high school days. So we're going to go from 95 to 99, and I am going to, matter of fact, I'm going to tell Dwayne to do this. I'm going to see if he got some time to come through on Friday. But I'm going to go from that decade, from that four-year period, from 95 to 99, and I'm going to list my top 20 favorite songs from that era in order. And I'm going to play those songs and talk about each of those songs as we get done. And I'm going to give you my top 20 from 1995. That is going to be R&B, hip-hop, gospel. So, like, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a very, very wide variety of music. So that means between now and Friday, I got some music to listen to. And we're just going to talk about that four-year period because from 95 to 95, that year, those years was very influential into who I became as a man. Those was my 4 years of high school. And so I just want to give you guys a peek at some of the songs and some of the music that I was listening to in that era and what kind of shaped me. And I'm gonna tell y'all some stories with a couple of these songs because I already know a couple of these songs. I'm going to be like, oh, God, I'm going to tell them that story. So I'm going to tell y'all a couple of stories with that. And we're going to really enjoy it. So we're going to do a top 20 countdown of music. We're not going to let all the songs play all the way through because then we never get out of here. But we're going to let some of the songs play through and whatever. And we're going to talk and tell some stories. But we're going to do a top 20 countdown of 95 to 99 Big Bap style. Because, you know, you got all these different people who talk about, oh, this is the greatest and that's the greatest and whatever, whatever. And I don't really care about being the greatest, but I just want to give y'all an insight to some of the things that I liked and why I liked it. Going forward, we was going to be starting to do our arts and culture segment, but due to the fact that we're still not able to really go to some venues and sit in, you know, public places and do the things that we want to do, we're going to push a lot of things back until season 5, which starts in January. So we're just going to see if we get the green light to go in January. It's okay. Like, people, breathe, take a break, understand. It's okay. Some of y'all are stressing. Kids are going back to school, mass situations, whatever. Man, breathe. Take a break. Get some structure. Get some clarity. Get some understanding. Get some flexibility. Whatever it is that you need to get to be able to handle this situation as it happens, do that. It's okay.
nobody, and let me say this with extreme certainty, nobody is going to be mad at you taking care of you. If they are, they don't care about you. And I can't say that any clearer than what I just said. Because people like to mistake love for caring. There's a lot of things that I love, and at the same time, I give no fucks about. I care about my wife and my kids. I care about my children. I care about their future. To care in something entrusted in the care of is supposed to impact a little bit different. You can love people and not like them. But no matter whether you like or love somebody, you have to pick both and or the other in order to care about them. See, care is like an and word, and care. Love and care. Like and care. I want to take care of you. See, you have to add something to the word care. Care can't stand alone. They can't care about you and not help you, ensure you, encourage you, hold you. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't also have ulterior motives. But you at least got to see that they want to be there. See, I tell people the difference between a person who does something once, it wasn't consistent. See, it's like a girl who calls a dude and be like, hey, you think you can help me out with my light bill? How much is your light bill? $58. You know what? I got $58 sitting over here. Okay. Because the consistency is, does she call tomorrow, next week, next month, 6 months, next year? When does she ask for money again? See, the greatest gift that a woman could ever ask for is not money. It's a man who actually loves and cares for her. It just does. When you love somebody, you just does. Elizabeth gets love because Elizabeth just wakes up and Elizabeth goes about her day Elizabethan and around. That's what I call it, Elizabethan. She gives no fucks about what anybody else thinks. She gets up, she eats, she sleeps, she runs, she screams. She gets her way on everything. The Elizabethan way is what I call it. But anything that interferes with what she's doing is a hindrance to what she wants to accomplish. All she knows is that she is a leader and she is designed to lead. If you don't believe that, go ask anybody who's ever been around her and they will tell you. She knows what she wants and she knows how to do it. And if she doesn't know how to do it, she's going to figure it out. And if you don't believe me, go ask anybody who's actually sat around her and just watched her for a day, couple of hours, 30 minutes. I'm telling you, you'll figure her out real quick. If you just get in a corner and sit back and watch her, you will figure her out in a heartbeat because she's a leader and she's determined. But I also have to teach her how those can be strengths and weaknesses because it can be used against you. You have to know when to make it a strength and when to make it a weakness. That's life. Your greatest skills and your greatest attributes are the ones that you've mastered in yourself. Everybody out here screaming manifest destiny. Fuck manifest destiny. Bitch, manifest these skills. If singing is your skill, manifest that bitch. If cleaning is your skill, manifest that bitch. If making waffles is your skills, manifest that bitch. I'm sorry. Y'all trying to manifest husbands, bitch, y'all can't control a nigga just like a nigga can't control y'all. What you can control is you. I've never gotten mad at a woman for a whole period. Baby, if that's what you needed to do to get over what you've been through, I can't be mad at you. Sometimes you might need to suck some dick just to get past a nigga that you really love. No, sir, I'm going to need you to really hit me in the forehead with your penis. Like, this is not, sir, don't make love to me right now. I will walk out this room. I've actually heard women's, I don't know why I'm tongue-tied right now, but I've had women say that to men. I've actually gotten phone calls about women saying I've actually said that to guys. So, sir, this is not shit that I'm making up. So if a woman's looking at you kind of funny, you might be that guy that I just mentioned. Because I don't know who know you, who know me. Don't be in your feelings, sir. But at the end of the day, we got to be accountable for what we're doing. Let's be real now. We did a lot of fake shit. Bitch, we've been in COVID for almost 18 months, and some of y'all motherfuckers still ain't got in no better shape who claim y'all been working out for 18 months. I'm just saying. Everybody went vegan. Y'all ain't lose no weight, and y'all been in the house. You can't even say, oh, you know, the job was holding me down. Bitch, all y'all had work-from-home jobs, which means y'all was getting up at whatever time in the morning. Y'all was home all day. The kids was home all day. The ones that had school didn't have school. You could send them to the stove. Your cousin come by because he ain't doing nothing. So if he's sitting back in the back chilling, rolling up a blunt while you sitting up there working, boom, 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 y'all eat lunch, have two shots of tequila and a blunt, and then get back on the clock and do your thing. I'm not mad at you. They're just talking about they having brunch and they on the clock for whatever company that they work for. I ain't mad at you. But can we get back to the real? Like, let's stop lying to each other. If you don't like somebody, go walk in tomorrow, go to work tomorrow and be like, listen, bro, stop talking to me. I don't even like you. Like, y'all don't understand how, when I tell you, if I don't like somebody, my gay-ass neighbor, and I can say that. No, we found out he gay, so you can't get mad at me. That's not a slur. That's not a homophobic. He's homosexual. And he borderline tried to put his whole dick in my ear. So he's homosexual. And if you got an offense to that, fuck you. Whatever. I almost had to fight this nigga in my front yard for him trying to sexually assault my body. Think I'm lying to ask my wife. But come on, man. Hey, let's get with the get on. Like, we playing way too many games with our lives and our livelihood. If we're going to do better, let's do better. If you're in a position to get that house and you're trying to close that deal, get on the phone tomorrow. Fuck waiting for somebody. Get on the phone tomorrow. Call them. If you don't like the answer that they gave you, hey, can I talk to whoever the next person up is? Boom. If they don't want to talk to you, I guarantee you got a 1-800 number associated with that office. Bitch, call that office. File an escalations report. Do something. Get your shit fixed. Get your bills paid off. Lower your debt-to-income ratio. Because in 2022 or 2023, whenever this government assistance run out, and these pandemic benefits run out, bitch, I'm not trying to hear it. I'm sorry. Don't come tell me how hard the struggle is when I'm watching niggas. Baby, listen. Bitch, y'all just lived off of social media in the past 18 months? I don't want to hear shit. Y'all was catching flights. Y'all was doing everything that y'all wanted to do. So, I, listen, I don't want to hear your house on foreclosed, bitch. I'm trying to buy it. Oh, I'm going to have to get rid of this car. Baby, don't give me Kelly Blue Book value. I know you're hard up for cash. I want bottom value. How much you really need? I don't give a fuck if you upside down a little bit. How much you need for it? I'm paying cash. You better be able to give me the title. Because it's getting ready to be a bullish market. If you don't understand what a bullish market is, it is about to be a bullish, and I'm just the bull for the fucking season. Because y'all bullshitted. Y'all partied. Y'all drank. Y'all blew y'all fucking money during COVID. And I don't want to hear about it because I don't want to hear any more handouts. Because every time that I ask somebody to fucking donate, volunteer, do something, y'all had an excuse. I got people not paying off contracts on time because you got an excuse. And when I'm sitting back and I'm looking at your money and I'm looking at your financial statements and I'm looking at what you're supposed to have because I know the numbers. And when I do the math in my fucking head and I'm like, they're going to be short. And I've had my wife even look at me like, how do you know this? And I'm like, they don't have the funds. And like it's funny because she'll bring information and status reports to me all the time on all types of things, whether it be financial, whether it be, you know, operations, whatever the case may be. And I'm like, babe, that's a bad business decision. I'm like, that's just a bad business. It's not personal. It's a bad business decision. And then when it ends up being a bad business decision, she comes back and she's like, yeah, that was a bad business decision. And I'm like, if you knew that from the start, why'd you do it? I wanted to believe in them. I'm like, you don't understand. Sometimes I'm going to tell my wife, but you can't believe in these stupid motherfuckers that we all know. Some people are just designed to be fucking stupid. It's not a shot at them. It's not a personal gift. It's not a I don't like you. It's not your mama's a man. God damn. Listen, real quick. Listen, I know my team been struggling, but I just opened up. And sometimes you got to just stop and look because I was about to take a commercial break. But I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Tampa Bay Rays just lost to the Red Sox. 20-8. First of all, do y'all know how hard it is to put up 20 runs in baseball? So, yeah, I just wanted to, that was crazy. This is one of my favorite songs, man. So I'm going to let this ride while we go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all watch this shit. Yo, man, this is crazy. Man, come in here, man. Come here, the big man, pick up the phone.
Man. Pick up the motherfucking phone, man. Stop bullshit.
We gonna crank this bitch up. Let's pick up the phone. We gonna crank this motherfucker up. God damn, man. This nigga bullshit. They looking at the ID, man. Crank this motherfucker up.
Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, nigga. Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, nigga. Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, nigga. Y'all, 2, nigga. 1, 2, nigga. Y'all know what time it is. Pastor Twain Church, boy. Hey, yo, what's up with that? It's going down right now, motherfucker. Yeah, monkey motherfucking ass, nigga. Monkey ass, nigga. What's up, big mouth? You still talking about pastor, master, okay, and when I was on this for all those niggas that talk to talk, fuck nigga, I'm off the ball, don't make me get out of talk, no charge if I can talk, I am connected, got this rap on lock, hell yeah, protected, y'all niggas pathetic, come around that bullshit, fuck around, go deep and down, pass around in my corpus, don't mess my corpus, hell, they keep dancing, hell yeah, you got that right, nigga.
Don't know who that is, and I got to tell y'all who that is. Like, first of all, that's disrespectful. I want to read something because he said something about Tennessee, and I had a little meme. It's funny how things bring you back to what you found earlier. So the little meme I got from one of my homegirls off of Facebook, shout out to her. I ain't going to put a name out there, so I'm just go ahead and say the little meme because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. The person who put it out there was Brody. He said, but welcome to Tennessee, where all the racist folks have mixed grandkids. and when I tell you when I first read that, like, I almost spit out, like, several drinks because it's like, between Tennessee and Kentucky, I probably know about 10 to 15 white grandparents, all white grandparents, who now have mixed grandbabies who, when their kids was in high school and elementary school and middle school, boy, like, I'm not going to say they didn't like black people, but boy, they sure didn't want no black boys coming around. I can tell you that right now, boy. I'm going to just sip on this beverage as I say that because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, so I'm going to give them a little time to let that process. But, baby, listen, let me tell you, there's been a few places that I have shown up and hanging out. Like, and I tell people, I'm not mad at nobody because I think everybody should be able to live. But in the 90s, I can't speak for other years and decades, but in the 90s, a black boy still showing up to a white family's house that had a female child, unexpected, was not a good thing to do. Just going to say that. Now, I don't know how much times change. I don't really go over people's houses now because I kind of like to be by myself. So I don't know how much that's changed. But I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of those same grandparents just now got the mixed race kids. Now, here's my question, because I always wanted to ask this question. What happens if your daughter grew up and have mixed kids? Are you still going to love them? And the answer is yes. It's always a resounding yes. You can try to hate them, but that is still a part of your DNA. You still see some of you in that child. And so if you choose not to have a relationship with that child, it hurts. One of the biggest things that hurt a lot of white families in America is their children decided to have mixed kids. Because some people just decided that the buck stops here. Now, am I a proponent for mixed relationships? I really don't give a fuck. I'm neither. Like, a lot of people get mad at me because I'm not for or against a lot of things. Here's what I look at when I meet a couple. Do y'all love each other? Does it show that y'all love each other? Are you here for manipulative or ulterior motives? If all of those answers come back to check a clean box, then guess what? I am happy for y'all. But now, if I see the bullshit written on the wall, I call the... My wife will tell you, even in her own friend circle, even in my own friend circle, I call bullshit all the time. Now, I may not tell all my friends I've called bullshit on their relationship,
I don't endorse. Listen, if I'm not sure, I won't endorse shit. Listen, you got to give it to me. I got to try it. I got to know it's good. That's why people are like, oh, why you ain't out here fighting for endorsements? Bitch, if I don't use it, I ain't doing it. Who the fuck do I need to endorse? So I can get a paycheck? Bruh, I understand that y'all love y'all superstars and y'all celebrities, but it ain't that serious. Listen, I'm like Dave Chappelle. I drink Seagram Dreams because they're paying me for it. Fuck out of here. And I drink it. And they paying me for it. Like, the reason why that skit was a classic skit is because, like, bro, if you don't see the comedy of it, people are selling their soul for nothing. I mean, I know I was on a whole rant today. I thank y'all for enjoying us, hanging out with us. I'm going to give us a nice little, I'm going to give us a slowdown selection because we've been kind of crushed tonight. Dwayne came in here with his old Jadakiss-ass voice and got me hyped. So we're gonna slow it down. I'm going to give y'all my word of the day. And it is open your mind. Like, really, like, on real talk. Like, really open your mind. Look at things a little bit different. Look at the who, the what, the when, the where, the how, the why of why you do what you do. Okay? Not because you got the right answer. Not because you understand every little thing that's going on in the world. Okay? Ooh, no, I can't close out with that song. Y'all, if I were to close out with that song, everybody in here would have been crying. Like, you know what? Because I know what that song just did to me, if you listening, like just go ahead and get your tissue. I didn't intend on playing this song, but this is the first song that really just popped in front of my face. Be a blessing to somebody. Stop looking at yourself as being perfect and just be a blessing to somebody else. Get up with the intent of doing something for somebody other than you. Like, the greatest part about watching my wife be a mom is her motions and her intent are to something other than herself. It may come from her, but it's still something other than herself. I love you guys. Aha. Good night. Thank you.